At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you think John Forslund has been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
As many times as he's been down here to call Panthers games over the years, I would hope so.
John Forslund is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's calling the Eastern Conference Finals tonight for Sports USA. And Josh Pell has been known to call a game or two for Sports USA. He's on the national radio call tonight. He's also the voice of the Seattle Kraken. And as I mentioned, he was play-by-play announcer for the Carolina Hurricanes back when Paul Maurice was the coach. So there's some good tie-ins. Paul Maurice, was he as likable and unflappable back then as he is now?
You know what? Thanks for having me, guys. He's morphed into who he is today over time. He is seasoned really well as a coach, but he's also seasoned as media savvy. You know, when he started in 1995, he was younger than most of the players. He's always been a confident individual. There's no question about that. You couldn't do that job if you were not. But I think he was a little bit not comfortable in his own skin as a head coach at the NHL level and being around media. So I think this has developed over time. And in between a couple of coaching gigs, he also worked for TSN up in Canada. And I think it helped him, you know, see the other side of it. One of his sons is an aspiring broadcaster. So I think that he's helped Paul understand our world and where we're coming from. But he's a dream come true for all of us that cover the games. And certainly when you cover his teams on a national basis, you don't get a lot of time, but you get quality time with Paul. And he always gives you salient points that you can use throughout the broadcast.
John, do you have any good stories from your time together in Carolina with Paul?
A few that I can share, a few that I can't share, but yeah. I think one of the funniest things that ever happened to him, and he's talked about this, is when we migrated from Hartford to North Carolina, and eventually were to play in Raleigh starting in 1999, but had to play in Greensboro, North Carolina for two seasons. He was in the middle of his pregame speech before taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 80s, rather in the 90s, you know how great the Penguins were. And as he was giving his pregame speech 10 minutes before the opening faceoff after the warm-up, the construction crew was still in there fixing and building a locker room for the team. And these three guys came in. They had no idea, nor did they care what was going on. The drill started hammering, and I understand it was a pretty funny thing. But he had to navigate through a lot of those circumstances, you know, over time. And he has a tremendous sarcastic sense of humor that leads you to great moments with Paul when you travel with him, when you're around the team every day, when you watch his teams practice, and when you do get individual time. And when you're on a team as a broadcaster, you get more of that. So the guys, you know, who are around him right now are privileged because, again, he's a treat, but he doesn't take himself seriously all the time, although over time he has grown too and back at the bench to be more animated. At times he was criticized for being too stoic back there, but that's a long time ago.
Are you surprised by how this series has played out?
Not at all. No, I'm not.
Really?
I'm not. I believe in Florida's game plan. And here's the thing. When I look at a playoff series, I look at it in a couple of different ways. Okay. I start in goal and I look at that. And I thought for sure the way Bob has dialed in this playoff season that he would have the edge. And this is over the generations, even though the way the game has changed and in terms of how it's played and everything, these things always play out in a playoff series. Then I look at the centers. And when you go 1, 2, 3, 4 down the middle, Carolina, you know, aside from Jordan Staal, who's at near the end of his career, to be respectful, but he's still in a very effective player, good player. Sebastian Aho is one of these guys that they'd like to see take another step as an elite center. But they have a big hole in the 2C slot. You know, they've tried Roslovic there. The Kokaniemi will be there tonight. When you go against Barkov, Bennett, Lundell, and whoever the fourth center is, and now it's Nosek, that's tough to compete against. Then I look at the trust level that a team has in their team game, that being 5-on-5 play, no matter what the score is, their special teams and how they become dialed in throughout the playoff. I kick everything out that happened during the regular season. Look at that. Certainly the Panthers have that edge too. And then the last thing, which will never change, no matter what, no matter how the game is played in the regular season, intimidation. Physical play, intimidation, and whether one team can push, and the question is, can the other team push back? And Carolina, in my opinion, has come up short in all those areas throughout this series, and I thought that would be a problem going into it. I thought it might be a little bit longer. We're not done yet, but after seeing the first game, I thought the possibility of a sweep was right there.
Wow. John, the Panthers are on the cusp of making a third consecutive Stanley Cup. I would imagine they'll be the favorites going into it, regardless of who comes out of the West, Edmonton or Dallas. So I ask it to you before they win that second one to officially, I guess, become sort of what the Blackhawks were or the Avs when they had their little run, or Tampa Bay a few years ago. But how do you compare this Panther team the last 3 years and this current version to some of those from the 2010s, like the Blackhawks or maybe the Lightning when they went through their run?
Well, they're right there with it. And I was doing another interview today, guys. And, you know, and this goes in the Wayback Machine for hockey fans, and maybe some of your listeners can relate to it. Others won't be able to. But I saw firsthand in the 80s how great the dynasty of the New York Islanders was, okay? And those New York Islander teams that won the four straight Stanley Cups in the early 80s remind me of this team. They had a money Hall of Fame goaltender in Billy Smith, who was absolutely incredible, especially in the playoffs. Sergei Bobrovsky will be in the Hall of Fame someday, and he's delivered in the playoffs. I know he's had some dips in regular seasons, you know, when he first got here and all that, but he's made good on his contract, there's no question. Their defense is big and strong, and it's really hard to get to the interior of the ice. And led by, you know, Denny Potvin, those Islander teams had that in their DNA. And then when you look at the four forward lines and how they played with Trottier and Bossy and Clark Gillies and John Tinelli and all these guys, they had tremendous skill. They could get into a track meet game with the Montreal of that era and win, and they were exceptionally tough. So I think this team, they're on the verge of getting there, you know, 3 years in a row. They have an opportunity to defend their Stanley Cup. It's really hard with a salary cap and in this generation to go on extended runs of 4 or 5. I don't think we're ever going to see that. But this is pretty darn close. This is pretty close. And I think the makeup of this team, for me as an old schooler, reminds me of that.
John Forslund will be on the call tonight nationally for Sports USA. I'll ask you a question quickly because I know you got to leave to get to the arena. What do you do tonight if you're Carolina? I've asked this of a couple people today. They're not winning the series. They've been embarrassed for 3 games. They look demoralized. The Panthers have demoralized them. What do they do coming out on the ice tonight? What are they going to look like?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The only thing that they can hang a hat on here tonight is the fact that they have not thrown their absolute best at the Panthers, and they haven't been able to see how the Panthers deal with it. Now, they did play pretty well for 40 minutes in game three, and it was 1-1, obviously, going into the third period. But if you recall the beginning of the game, the Panthers had numerous grade A chances, and Kochetkov did a nice job in goal, and he kept them in the game. So I don't think Carolina has played to where they've experienced in this playoff season, or certainly what they've experienced over what was a very good regular season. They're an excellent team, and they can be exceptionally hard to play against if you allow them to dictate the game. But they haven't been able to do that. So if I'm the Panthers, again, I'm going at them hard. You're playing your game. You're not running around and trying to take pot shots at players, but you want to lean on them again and make them uncomfortable. If the Hurricanes skate, which is what they did against Washington, they had a skating edge. They had more speed. Their possession game was in play. Their shot volume was in play. The Panthers have eliminated all of that, and they've also taken over special teams in this series. And the Canes had unbelievable special teams in the first two rounds, and their penalty kill was exceptional all season and always has been under Rod Brind'Amour. So what the Hurricanes will attempt to do tonight, I'm not sure they can do it, but if I were them, I'd say we've been lousy for three. Let's forget about that. There's more to us than that. Let's throw it at them. Let's see if the injuries on the back end tonight to Mikkola, a little bit of, fourth line is a little different with Greer being out. And of course, Reinhart being out is a big piece. You know, maybe you can, push the envelope a little bit. That's the only thing the Hurricanes can do. But to me, although there are some people that threw around some fancy analytics and whatnot during this series, I don't see anything that would worry me unless Bob has an off night or the Panthers, for whatever reason, are flat. But when you have a chance to close out, you are a championship caliber team. You know how to do all of that, and you got a chance to get a break, because it looks like Dallas and Edmonton might go at least six, maybe seven. That's what I'm expecting. The Panthers need some time. They played a lot of hockey over the last 3 years. So they got a chance to end it tonight. I think they go for it, and that's what I'm expecting.
Last one for you here. We started the show talking and eating some Dairy Queen blizzards because, of course, Brad Marchand and a couple of other Panthers on their off day in Raleigh, they were spotted getting some DQ blizzards. I got a Reese's, Hot got a Heath Bar, Heath Bar blizzard. I got a banana blizzard, which I didn't know existed for our good friend Mike Cugno. When John Forslund goes to Dairy Queen, I don't know when the last time that was, but when John Forslund goes to Dairy Queen for a blizzard, what flavor is he getting?
You know what? When it comes to ice cream, okay, I don't think you got to get to know me. I hope I'm not a boring guy, but I love vanilla ice cream. Honestly, I just love vanilla, and that's all I get. My kids have ridiculed me for this over the years.
What about sprinkles? Would you ever put sprinkles on vanilla?
I don't like
ice cream?
Sprinkles. I don't like.
Of course not. You're an adult. I'm with you on that.
I don't like.
I hate adults.
I don't like what it does to the texture. No, it ruins the texture of the ice cream, in my opinion.
Totally agree. There's no flavor to a sprinkle. It's waxy, and it ruins the texture. The best thing about the ice cream is that it's smooth. Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
That's right.
Have you been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
What's that?
Sawgrass Mills Mall across from the arena here. Have you been there?
Oh, I've been there, of course.
Yeah. It's a fantastic mall, no?
Darren Pang and I did the first game ever in what was National Car Rental Center back in the day for ESPN.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I did the last game in Miami Arena for ESPN with Rick Bonus.
You know who had the first performance ever at the National Car Rental Center?
Celine Dion.
You are correct.
Wow, look at this guy.
Ends it. He stuck the landing. John Forslund, yep. Tonight, Sports USA national radio call for a potential closeout game for the Florida Panthers. And we appreciate your time, John.
Okay, boys. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
John Forslund from Sports USA, your broadcast brethren.
I mean, a little colleague action. How about that?
What's it like bringing on a colleague? It's hard not to just talk shop.
I know. I really wanted to.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.